We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew, concluding this morning the Sermon on the Mount. We'll be reading Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 to verse 29 at the end of the chapter. Now, as has been the case in chapter 7, it's a little bit like the book of Proverbs, where you have sayings of Jesus that are summarizing a much larger, longer discourse, and there's three topics he covers. They are related, and the first is a warning against false prophets. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Now, we are told by Jesus that Satan will try to infiltrate the church with false teachers, and they don't wear signs saying, "I'm a false teacher." Oh, no, they're slick, and they're seductive. And I'm amazed today. It's a taken for granted today that everyone's sincere. I'm privileged to serve on the examinations committee of our presbytery, and we do not have a reputation of being easy. And sometimes people will say, "Why are you being hard on those seminary students?" Well, we're aware that we have to make sure the teaching's sound and beware of false prophets and wolves in sheep clothing. Now, Jesus gives the rule that you can tell by their fruits. Now, that's true for all of us. How do we know a true from the false? It's by the fruit that it bears. He talks about the tree and its fruit. Now, when it comes to false teachers, we studied 2 Peter recently, and Peter will say the fruits of false teachers is they lead their people into sensuality, and then they fleece them for all of their money. And so things like yachts and private jets are not the fruits we're looking for, but it's sincere Christians learning to trust in Christ alone and to live sober lives to his glory. That's the kind of fruit, both from ministry and from sound teaching and from Christians. Now, the second of these sections is one that has given many believers a sleepless night or two, because he says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven." And he says, "Some will come to me and say, 'Did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons?' And I will declare to them, 'I never knew you.'" Now, this is nothing dramatic. This is standard Christianity, that a profession of faith is not itself saving. It is the fruits of and notice what he says here. It's those who do the will of my Father in heaven. It's a faith that is then demonstrated in a life that corresponds to that faith. That's not legalism. In fact, Jesus, his worry is the opposite. He says at the end, "Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." It could be translated, "You antinomianism." Antinomian. Antinomianism is anti-law. It's Christians who don't see the reason to obey the Bible. We're living in a time where, if you're a preacher or a Christian and you say, "Hey, we're to glorify God by obeying the Bible," someone's going to call us a legalist. Well, Jesus says, actually, it's those who don't do that. It's Christians who don't follow through and aren't, none of us are sinless. None of us are perfect. But those who are living in accordance with God's word, those are the ones who know him. It's an important warning, and may the Lord write it on our hearts. Well, finally, he concludes with these great and familiar words of building our house on the rock. And there's two types of people, he said. One builds his house on the sand. It's conventional wisdom. It's what gains approval in the world, all the ideas of success and how to get there. And the problem is a storm's coming. And it's fine when the sun's shining, but when the storm comes, that house gets knocked down. If not earlier, there's a storm of the final judgment that all of our lives must sustain. He says, no, be like the wise man. He built his house on the rock. That is he who hears these words of mine and does them. You know, we may not be the flashiest people. It's not the fast way to success to lead a life that's built on the word of God, faith and practice in it. But you know what? It will stand when the storm comes. And Jesus says, that is the wise man. For the storm came, the winds blew, and it did not fall because it was founded on the rock. Well, the passage ends, the sermon ends with verses 28 and 29 saying the crowds were astonished because he didn't teach like the sophists. He taught with authority. And I think we can only say, wow, what would it have been like to have been there? To be in the crowd on the mount while Jesus of Nazareth is giving the Sermon on the Mount. You know, we have essentially the same thing when we read the Bible. And Jesus spoke with the authority of God. And praise the Lord, when we read the Bible, he speaks to us, and we say, this is the word of God. Well, let's give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. Beginning at verse 15, Jesus says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.